Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your time again for Success at Bees, and we've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. So excited today. Our topic is about empower the girls, and I'm so excited to bring on the founder of the organization, Ellen Van Olden, and also other representatives from the company. So ladies, welcome to Success at Bees.
Hi, thank you, Lori. Excited to be here.
Yes, I know. I saw live. Sorry. How is everybody? Let's start with our founder, Ellen. Would you share with us a little bit about Empower the Girls and what inspired you to create this organization?
Well, Empower the Girls is all about educating young women with, you know, practical life-saving skills. Educating teens and young women to navigate their world with safety and confidence through prevention,
Ellen's
education, and personal safety.
So how did you create it?
I don't know who listens.
Pardon?
So. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not quite
it's
sure.
Very interesting.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Are we
hear
better
that,
now?
Lori, can you repeat that?
Are you better now? Can you hear us better?
Yep, I can hear you. Great.
Okay.
I had some background
Super.
Noise going on.
Super. I was asking you, what inspired you to begin Empower the Girls? Like, when did you come up with this concept, and what was your inspiration?
You know, it was about a little over 5 years ago, with the sudden realization that my daughter would be heading off to school, you know, to college along with all her friends. And I remember there was a moment sitting down at the table, and I read this horrifying statistic. It said 1 in 5 girls will be sexually assaulted on a campus. And it just rocked me to the core to really see that in black and white. And in that moment, I thought, why aren't all the parents up in arms? What? This is outrageous. And my background was all in personal safety, self-defense. We did a lot of training. And, you know, it was just that moment that kind of launched Empower the Girls. And so based on my background, we launched our first program in 2012. And it was just surely to make sure all these young women heading off to college, whether it was going to or high school, you know, high school teens, and making them safer and aware of all the things that they need to be aware of. And that's
absolutely.
What started the launch.
Now, tell me a little bit about, can you share a little bit about the program, you know, the goals, how, you know, how these girls come out, and some of the things maybe that you do in the program so that we can draw in some folks who may be interested or may be able to connect you with more high schools or college groups about what you really do.
Yeah, so, you know, well, think of it this way. Empower the Girls training is like a seatbelt of personal safety, right? It adds a layer of protection just like a seatbelt, just in case. So we teach all the key elements and basic skills, simple strategies, and practical skills and self-defense techniques that they need to have. They need to have awareness, you know. They need to know what to do. They need to have a better understanding of the danger that could potentially be out there. And then they need to be able to know how to project the confidence, you know, a confidence in meter, and how do you do that? And also the other key element is, you know, creating plans, you know, planning for personal safety. You know, it's just like every day you get up out of bed and you plan what you're going to wear, right? You decide what you're going to do. But does anybody ever really think about their personal safety and want to plan for it? Not usually.
No, because they don't think it's not going to be them. They don't think that somebody's going to try to hurt them, or, you know, whether it be attack or, you know, sexual or non-sexual. They're not waking up going, well, I could be a victim today, or something bad could be happening, or somebody may have less than a good intention. But I love what you're saying about having a plan, because if you've never even considered what you would do, then you're having to, you know, rely on an instinct of what you're going to do at that moment instead of having thought through it and having some possible really good options. And I think this is just a wonderful thing, because, first of all, the adrenaline's pumping. If something should ever go wrong, somebody's in a really scary situation, and it's not their normal thinking pattern, and they don't have time to waste in most situations.
They've got to move quickly. Yes, exactly. If you don't think about it ahead of time and you don't have a plan of what you do, you know, under stress and duress, we freeze. We can't think on our feet that quickly and formulate a plan. So a big component of the training, and, you know, this program is 3 hours. It's a basic 101 that every woman, every teen, every college student needs. And it gives you the basic skills of what to do. So planning is huge, just like you said. And it really gets you thinking of those situations that you may not have ever thought about. And it's very eye-opening. And you know what also, Lori, who wants to think about it? It can be downright scary to think about these things. Think about being raped. Think about being assaulted. Think about being taken off guard, because you don't know what you would do. So that's what we're there to do, is give you the basic fundamental skills that you can take away, and you can, you know, you hear something on the news, then you formulate a plan and you know what to do. Not only that, we teach you awareness. We teach you diversion skills, techniques, how to divert attention off of you so you have time to get away. So we create these. Yeah. But what if you can't? What if there's a situation you can't do? So we instill in them some basic self-defense that anybody, no matter your age, no matter your size, ability, et cetera, that these are all proven techniques that have worked for many years, and they're all based on research and, you know, the principles of science, mass versus velocity, those kinds of things. So they work. They'll work. And walking out of there, I think a lot of women take away, I think she's on, has been to the programs, and Lisa also has been very connected, and she's a huge advocate for women empowerment, women safe, women healthy. They take away a lot of things they never would have thought of before. And again, it becomes another layer of protection. I look at it this way. You know, we put fire alarms in our, you know, smoke detectors in our home. Why? Why do you have those? Just in case. There's a fire, right? It alerts you. But what are you doing for your own personal safety? And I guarantee everybody knows one person that's been impacted by some kind of a crime. So now is the time to think about it. Now is the time to take charge, because you are your own best protector. There's nobody, the police are not there. In the moment when it happens, they're responders. That's what their job is. Your job is to ensure that you've already done your homework and prepared yourself with some basic tools and basic knowledge.
Right. And you know, you're opening up a whole world really for people out there. And I know that you're, you know, here, you're based in South Florida, but you have really a statement and a program that can be delivered all over the country and all over the world. And I know that, you know, by you stepping ahead and putting so much energy also into helping the women who are on the college campuses, you're just going to be making such a big difference, you know, in people's worlds. I mean, once you get under the college, I was thinking about what you were saying, you know, you have all of those elements, you know, young people away from home, they're, you know, they're out there, you hear, you know, stories of, you know, fraternities and sororities and alcohol that gets involved and, you know, people looking to meet and date and, you know, it's just probably a field day, you know, for people. And without some kind of a plan, you know, they're really at risk. I was thinking about what you're saying, and it's just so true. So true.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you want to know, you bring up a lot of points. We don't have time to talk about all of it, but we are making an impact here, a huge impact, not only in the high schools, but the colleges. And we also, so, you know, I run local events for the general community, and that's really geared toward young teens, especially teens who are just given, you know, the keys to a vehicle. They're out there on their own. And do they know what to do. You know, what if something happens? So are they prepared?
Yeah.
So I think any parent who gives their child the keys to a car, they need to have this. This is another form of, you know, insurance. This is real life insurance that you need to invest in your child. And then, so we run our local programs here. We're getting into the high schools, some of the local high schools who are having us come in and do this program for all their graduating seniors. And then I also have the program. We launched our first instructor program in October, and we had 7 different colleges attend. And now they're going back to their colleges delivering this program on the campuses. And
wow.
Because this is, you know, these are the people who want to be the leaders in helping end this epidemic, you know. And it's time for change. We're seeing it across the country with so many advocates to eradicate sexual assault. And it's not only about awareness. You know, now we're out there and we're acting, because at the end of the day, the people that
right.
are impacted
and,
the most are the girls.
Exactly. And you also, you know, and I don't know how much you've targeted or looked at targeting this market. You have everything from, you know, the business women, the single women, and you also have women who are older who are out there and alone. I mean, here in South Florida, more than anything else, you have women who, you know, really, you know, could be at risk just by being out on the street. You have a lot of elderly women. I think this could be
yeah.
a tremendous program, because they're vulnerable just by the fact that they're older and not
yes.
in the same, you know, position as they were, you know, when they were younger. So I can just see empower the girls, whether they're young girls or they're older girls, you know, women, is something that's going to grow for you. It's great. How can people connect with you? Where are you on social media that they can, you know, reach out and connect with you, and also have a website and a phone number? That would be a great thing.
Yeah, we're on we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Empower the Girls, and also our website is empowerthegirls.net, and also our phone number is 954-255-6300 is the company number. And
okay.
But, you know, you can always reach out on Facebook. That's a great way to connect with us. Instagram, any of those platforms. It's Empower the Girls.
I love that. And so in the community, the events that you have coming up, I'm sure that if people go to the website, you know, that you post different events and that we should be hearing more in the news. I look forward to you reaching out again to more of the high schools and through the national organizations that put together activities on all the college campuses. You know, this program is just so important.
Yes.
And if you're a parent out there and you have, you know, a teenage daughter, and maybe she's got a group of friends and you really want to do something that's right, I hope that they reach out to you and put together a group for you to be able to bring everybody. Folks in our audience, I'm Lori Wolf, your host. It's been great having a nice introduction here from Ellen Van Olden, empowerthegirls.net. And until we get together again, it's the time of our show I hate. Everyone, be safe and be healthy. I'll see you again soon. Goodbye for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.